Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With the wish that people's life will be better and happier, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk today. When I went to Vatican with the embers of the atomic bomb, with a colleague of the NGO called Earth Caravan, we brought Hiroshima survivor called Saro Setsuko. In my memory, according to Setsuko, she said when Hiroshima was bombed, when she realized after blackout, and then she, after a while, I don't know how long, but after a while, she realized that she's in the inside of the dark place. I think because all the buildings are crushed, and she didn't know where she is. It's all just dark. But suddenly she saw that small light. Then she grew toward that light. And then grew and grew and grew, she was able to get outside by following the light. Maybe this example is a physical or a spiritual, I don't know. But what I'm saying is that even in a desperate situation, I believe you could find a small light in the heart. I wish that the way of your living and is that makes you find the light, even small light in the heart, to get out from the dark place. Well, I thought about what kind of quote makes me feel that saved. If it's Christianity, what quote? If it's Buddhism, what quote? From the Bible and or from the Sutra? Well, in the Bible, the word of Jesus, there is a quote like this: whoever carrying the burden, come to me, I'll let you rest. I'm not sure if the English translation is right, but anyway, what about Sutra? Says a quote: even though I will be into the suffering poison, I'll be patient to my practice for the people's peace. And this is a quote, the words of the Bodhisattva, Dharmakaya Bodhisattva, who made a vow to practice to rescue all beings. And why makes this quote I feel I'm saved? It's because that all the words are from the people's, are said by the people, and people's heart who says such a quote. There is the great spirit of the universe within, or those heart are dwelled by the great spirit of the universe. Also, there is a quote in the same sutra that the light of Amida Buddha, the great spirit of the universe, illuminate everywhere in the universe and accept all beings into the heart of him or her and let the reverse to the pure land, the infinite joy, and will never throw away. Well, the quote of Jesus are the same. Whoever carries the burden, come to me, means come to into the heart of the great spirit of the universe. I will let you rest. And means that to let you reverse to the pure and the infinite joy world. Why rest? Because it's tiring to be in the world of samsara. Samsara means that continuation of death and birth, to be born repeatedly in the world of the hell, sixth world, the hell, fasting hell, fighting hell, human, and heaven. If you be born and in hell, it's so tough and tiring. Well, according to sutra, if you were born on hell, one of the places that they put on the stone, flat stone, and they grind you to piece. And in the moment, then you die, because with a loud scream, you die. And then somebody will put some powder on you. Then you be born again, and then you be grind. They grind you again to piece, and you scream, and you suffer, and then die, and it will repeat a couple hundred to 1,000 of times a day, and it continues. Well, even you're not born in hell, well, even human world, sometimes you are really high and happy and you feel great, but another time you're so depressed, on and on. Well, anyway, whoever feel and think that I don't want this repeat anymore, it's so tiring to be in a samsara, whoever feel and think and determine, this person will start and realize to see the small light and start to walk the path of the practice. Until that, usually people just repeat the pattern, karma pattern, on and on and on. And same image, same action, same words, and same life, same result, same cause and same result. And whoever really deeply think that want to change myself, want to change the world, and then determine to walk the path, the practice, and to really live on the way of the altruistic practice and walk toward the light, to get out from the exit of this samsara journey of the sixth world. By the way, how is the journey of your life? And how is the journey of this sixth samsara? The world of the human, heavenly state of hell, passing hell of this sixth world. I wish someday in the future. The future means sometime in a life or any lifetime. Could be seven lives after. Anyway, someday I wish to meet you and walk toward the light together to get out of this samsara and go into the place of the light, which is pure and the infinite joy. Every moment increases the richness, every moment increases the great love, every moment increases the comfort, joy. May you and people around you and people in the world find the light in the heart and walk toward it and encounter the light outside of the samsara, the world of infinite joy.